Today is part of our ongoing Project Milwaukee series on Black men in prison. We hear from men trying to steer their kids away from a life on the streets. During our series, many ex-offenders told us they grew up without a dad at home, someone who might be a role model and teach right from wrong. In Milwaukee, organizations are working to help dads strengthen relationships with their kids, even when the family has broken apart. WUWM's Aaron Toner recently attended a parenting workshop that the group Next Door held for men.
First, what we're going to do is a quick icebreaker exercise, okay? Everybody stand up. This is agree, that's disagree, that's unsure over there.
Alfonso Pettis is a fatherhood specialist at Next Door. Tonight, he's leading a class of eight men, mostly young Black fathers. Pettis starts off with what he calls value statements, asking the participants whether they agree, disagree, or don't know.
Men and women are equally capable of caring for children. Wow. I want to hear from the disagree. Why do you guys disagree?
Some feel women are more capable simply because they're with the kids more. One father said he's less able right now because he can't provide for his children. Pettis moves on to another topic designed to get the guys thinking about their roles as men and fathers.
It's a woman's responsibility more than a man to take care of birth control.
One of the fathers wondered if it was a trick question.
You agree?
I agree that is.
Talk to me.
Nicholas Flynn is 34 and has three children with two different women. He thinks women bear more responsibility for birth control because they know their bodies.
She knows what to do. That man don't know what to do. That's like her sending him to the store saying, go get me some tampons. He don't know what grade to get. He don't know what brand she like. So at the end of the day, it's her responsibility to make sure she keeps taking her birth control.
As the workshop continues, Flynn steps out to chat with me. He says he's come here to learn ways to be a better dad and to improve an often toxic relationship with the kids' mothers.
I'm here to actually figure out a way to break that barrier of the negative communication instead of arguing all the time and trying to use the kids as weapons to hurt the father. You know, I'm believing, like, regardless how you feel about that person, still let that kid be the one to grow up and actually see it for themselves.
Flynn says as a kid, he fell in with the wrong crowd and got into plenty of trouble, even served time in jail. The best he can say about his father, who was in and out of his life, was that he taught him how to survive.
Instead of, you know, looking at my father like, I want to be like him, I always tell myself, I want to be better than that.
Flynn says one of his priorities as a parent is shielding his children from drugs, profanity, and violence. When it comes to his daughters, he says he's trying to counteract what they see on television and hear in music. Women, mainly Black women, who seem to only care about finding guys who have a lot of money. Darnell Reed is also raising a daughter, a four-year-old named Kanaya. She was born when Reed was just 15.
I love taking her out to eat because she loves to eat. We love going out to eat and to the park and to the movies, stuff that daddies do with their daughters, you know.
Reed has already graduated from a fatherhood course at Next Door, but still comes to meetings.
And since I've been coming here, I haven't gotten in trouble. I've been getting jobs left to right. I've been doing what I was supposed to do. I felt like before I came here, it was so hard to do right, but it was so easy to do wrong.
Reed says for a time he sold drugs while his mother and grandmother took care of Kanaya because the girl's mother had another baby.
I really want to take in being a parent serious because I always had my mom and them help. And then one day she was just like, we're not finna help you no more. We finna let you do it. You the daddy. You know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do to take care of your baby.
Reed says he has a job now and hopes to get into a training program to become a welder. When we head back into the classroom, instructor Alfonso Pettis is leading a discussion about how dads can bond with their kids.
You really encourage your son to show his emotions.
Okay. I tell my son to this day, you know, whatever you go through, share it with me. Don't keep no secrets from me. Tell me what's up.
Next, Pettis asks how the fathers interact with their girls.
Who play makeup with their daughter? I mean, I had nails painted, lipstick on, everything. Yeah, but did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I played that routine. I played tea parties and all that.
Show them that, like, the person that really loves them going to enjoy what they do. So you got to spend that time with them.
So you're right. You know, it's like
the men go on to share frustrations, including worries that their child support money is going to the moms or the mom's boyfriends. And they bemoan a court system they feel favors mothers no matter what. But over the 2 hours, most talk focuses on how the men are making life better for their children. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.